Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Crazy Town Podcast. My name is Jonas, I'm your host, and I'm here with...
TNT Dynamite Explosives 1. Jonas, we are on our plan the sticks. You knew it was going to happen one time. I had 1 week where I was like, TNT, D-I-N-O-M-I-D-H-T, without prompting.
Well, it's always like the first one you mess up. It's like, you're always half awake, you're always...
I'm still half awake. let's not act like I'm not half awake here. That's still a thing.
You were sleep podcasting a little bit ago?
Yeah, dude, that was just off the dome.
Oh, nice, dude, I love
Grace Under Fire.
Grace Under Fire, that was a good show.
No, dude, I really used to watch Grace Under Fire.
Oh, no.
Oh, damn. I thought I'd found a kindred spirit. I used to love that show.
No, I mean, I think I was, like, younger. I probably watched it. What was that girl's name?
No, dude, I don't
Brett Butler.
Remember. Brett Butler. How do you remember Brett Butler?
Yeah. I think I did watch that show. Yeah, because she was like a single mom, and she was, like, doing, like...
Yeah.
Okay, I think I did watch that show.
All right, Jones, hot take, dude. I like watching shows about poor white people.
Fair.
You know? Like, I'm just like, oh, hell yeah, young lady, you fucking do your shit. I used to watch Roseanne. They actually had, like, a Brett Butler-Roseanne crossover where their two shows met because they were similar ideals about...
About working class?
Yeah, about working class. I remember that, dude. But she was a single mom. She had, like, a little daughter and a son and shit. And she was just like, now, honey, we got to save money.
Yeah, you got to eat ramen for a week.
Yes, eat that ramen, white people.
I was growing up, so... I was like, oh, we're going to have more goulash?
Yeah.
we Sloppy were both. Joe's again.
Yeah. We came from the same town, for the most part.
Like, hamburger was cheap. So anything you could, like, put some ground hamburger and put some sauce in it, dude, like, that was it. It was like, oh, spaghetti sauce with ground beef? Go.
Do people know what goulash is, though?
I don't know.
Explain it to them, Jones.
I will in just a second. I want to thank them first for watching our podcast on our YouTube channel. We're glad that you're joining us under Crazy Town Media or listening to us massage your fucking eardrums with our tongues on Spotify or iTunes. He's on Twitch. He does that stuff.
TNT Dynamite. I'm on Twitch every single day at 10 o'clock a.m. Central. That's TNT DINOMIGHT _ Crazy Town at twitch.tv.
So goulash... It's simple. Pound of beef, pound of elbow macaroni, big jar of sauce.
Yeah, dude.
Mix all that shit together, goulash.
That is poor man's lasagna right there.
Dude, it lasts forever. And then you can do some shit, dude. Like, you after it's like you get it, all the pasta soaks up all the sauce, so there's no sauce left in it. Then you take it and you make, like, into a patty form, and you fry it in a pan. You make a goulash sandwich.
Get the hell
with garlic
out of
bread
here.
On each side,
yo,
dude.
Son, what are you talking about?
You want me to make some of that? I will show you.
I don't want
it's
you
fire.
To make some of it. And I'm going to tell you right now, as soon as you said a goulash sandwich with garlic bread, I thought you were off your fucking rocker until you said garlic bread, and I was like, that actually sounds amazing, and I'm pissed about it right now. I'm not happy.
Because you never did it.
No, because it sounds both equally disgusting and amazing, and I don't like the feeling that you've elicited inside of me right now.
Fried goulash on garlic bread sandwich.
I just think of, like, breading it, maybe, and I'd be like, oh, hell yeah.
Oh, like, dip it in egg and then breadcrumbs and then fry it
in
a pan.
Shut up! It sounds great, and I hate it, dude. I hate it, Jonas. Thanks. I love it and I hate it.
I'm gonna make you some of that this weekend.
No, awful taste.
I'll just, like, I'll knock on your door and I'll put a plate on the floor. It's gonna be a fried goulash sandwich.
We'll kick that shit right up against the wall.
That would be awesome. I would
kick it right up against the wall.
And then you'd be sad that you didn't eat it because you know you wanted to try it.
And then
I shouldn't have done that.
No, I'd eat it off the wall. Fuck it.
Like, goulash, okay. Was there another meal that, like, your mom made that was, like, the poor man's something? It was just, like, you could tell it was, like, we ain't got a lot of money meal. Like...
No, I do have a story about something that my mom tried the goulash idea, but she tried it with white rice.
Okay.
She just basically put sauce on white rice. I think she might have added, like, a little bit of ground beef or something. Right. And she was like, oh, it's Spanish rice. And I remember I was like, oh, okay, I ate it. And then I remember the next day I was like, I don't feel well. And she was like, oh, you're fine. You're going to school. I was like, okay. Went to school. I remember I was in – this was like elementary or whatever. And I remember just telling the teacher, I'm like, I don't feel well. She was like, well, go see the nurse. And I just remember like getting halfway to the nurse's office and just unleashing just emesis and vomit all over the fucking hallway, dude. It was all over me. It was all like a, it was like I was a sprinkler and everything in a 20-foot radius was just engulfed in vomit, dude.
Wow, dude, that's a gross story.
I'm sorry, but you know, I did learn one thing is that whenever I told my mom I didn't feel well after that, she'd be like, you can stay home.
Yeah, dude, you embarrassed her because you puked all over the school. She's like,
look at how you send your kid to school.
Right. One time I didn't feel good at school and like my mom came and then I got drunk out of the fountain and I felt better and wanted to stay the rest of the day.
I didn't understand any of that.
I didn't feel well and my mom came to pick me up and like I got a drink out of the fountain and I was just like, I'm good. I'll stay the rest of the day. And she was like, I will murder you. You're coming home. I don't know. I was like in first grade. But I'll see. What else did my mom make that was like?
I don't know.
Oh, man. Dude. My mom makes this casserole and it's super good. It's called broccoli, cheese, and rice. I bet you can't guess what's in it. I think it's like rice, like a thing of frozen broccoli, and cheese whiz and cream of mushroom soup, and then you bake it.
Oh, dude, I love that.
Yeah, it's really good, but it's like poor man shit because like it's like cheese with cream of mushroom.
Fam, as soon as you say a cream of mushroom soup, you won me over. I put that shit on everything.
Yeah, it's like a fried goulash sandwich with cream of mushrooms?
No, actually, that sounds amazing too. Like if you could say a piece of shit with cream of mushroom, and be like, yo, I eat that shit.
It's gonna go hard.
I'll eat that shit. Yeah, right,
I think
now.
My mom made any other stuff. Like the goulash was in Sloppy Joe. It was just like, oh, we're having people over. I to this day don't ever want to eat Sloppy Joes because I ate them so much as a child that I was like, no, dude, I'm good.
No, you know, Manwich had the bag, man. I'm not gonna lie, a nice Manwich was all right. I don't remember anything from when I was a kid, man. I remember enchiladas, and I used to love enchilada night.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was just like the super unhealthy thing. And I remember hot wing night. And I remember taco night. I remember the nights, but I don't remember like on a daily basis what we would eat.
Yeah, I don't remember. Yeah, I don't either.
It's been.
I'm trying to think. Dude. Yeah, it was
long.
A lot of. I just remember. Yeah, goulash, dude.
It was good.
So, Amazon, I don't know what the hell Amazon wants to do, but they got the okay to launch like 3,236 satellites into space for their Kuiper constellation. You like, guys can read that and see
what
it is.
So, this is the same thing that Elon Musk is doing.
I think maybe, but like the amount of satellites that Amazon wants to put in space is 600 more than they're currently or already in space.
Oh,
and
what's the number that is currently in space? Do you have that? I'll look it up.
611-3236.
Okay, yeah, fair enough. So there's 32,000.
No, 3,200. So 3,600.
Okay.
Or something. I don't know, dude.
I'm going to look it up.
But that wasn't the point of the story.
Okay.
So what's happening, though, is these satellites are reflecting light.
It sounds very similar to what Elon Musk wants.
So, the problem is that astronomers are getting pissed off because the sky is getting filled up with satellites that are like flickering light like stars, and it's fucking up with astronomers' work. Because, so like, it isn't a problem right this minute, but like, as there's no regulations in space about this right now, and satellites are just gonna be going everywhere, and like they've tried to put like anti-reflective coatings and shit, but it's gonna essentially like ruin astronomy because there's gonna be so many satellites in between us and the stars, and they're all gonna be reflecting fucking light.
You can't see anything.
You won't be able to tell what's what because they're all like faux stars essentially.
Eventually, to get any view of like what's out there, you're gonna have to have a satellite to see it.
Yeah, dude. So,
Google says there are 2,666, which is kind of crazy.
That goes because it's almost 600 more, and they're putting 3,236 in. So yeah,
okay. So fair.
Yeah, look at facts.
Yeah, a little bit of facts, and then there was the amount that Elon Musk wanted to put in. We talked
about 40,000.
Dude, he wants to put a crazy amount of number. They didn't have a problem with that though.
Maybe they did. He wants to microwave our brains. He wants to put the 5G in, dude. Bring more corona.
Like, all right, Jonas. So do we care about astronomy and the research, or do we care about the fact that this could be the future, could provide the world with internet and for free?
Is that what's
more important? What is the point of this guy's satellites? What are they doing? What are they for?
Oh, I don't know. I'm sure Bezos has some sort of spy software up there, dude.
See, he's got a plan.
He's going to project his face in the sky like the bat signal.
He could.
His big old ball head up there.
Yo, that would be just egregious.
You'd have to look at Bezos constantly.
That would be the most egregious ad.
No matter where you are in the world.
Shop Amazon. Bezos.
No, just see his face. That's it.
Bezos is watching.
Oh, God.
Big brother Bezos.
Yeah. I don't know. It didn't say. It's the Kuiper constellation, dude. So it's something. That's what they call it.
Give me the name.
You can Google it, dude.
It's the Kuiper.
Kuiper. No, dude, it just sucks because, like, you know.
What sucks?
There's already enough light pollution out there. You can't see the stars very well because of the cities.
Fair.
Fucking lighting up the world, dude. Now we're going to have, like, actual, like, shit in the way of, like, the beautiful stars.
So what, we should just go back to Daniel Boone and Davy Crockett?
No, dude, we should just not fuck up shit.
Look, the future is going to happen with or without you, buddy. These satellites are getting up there. We're going to have better internet.
Wait till these anti-5G dudes get into space to blow up these
satellites. Just let them put a chip in your head.
Oh, God.
Just let them do it. It's cool.
Dude,
everybody's doing it.
I don't even want a vaccine.
Don't you dare on this platform, Jonas.
I'm not joking. I am not an anti-vaxxer.
You're not joking. You better be joking. Fuck that.
No, I don't. No, I'm not an anti-vaxxer.
No, yeah. I kind of like the idea. I want to know, but I just need to know what you're putting the satellites there for. And then, once again, you're lying about it because...
I just want to know what your reason is because I know it's fake.
You'd be like, hey, we're just putting a set. Like, if you don't give me any reason, I just know you're up to no good. At least fucking give me the illusion that you're up to no good.
Just give me a lie.
Yeah.
Lie to me.
Yes.
You know?
It's like, I already know that you're just trying to fuck me, but at least buy me a couple drinks first.
What did
buy me some drinks before you fuck me. Get me nice and liquored up. All right, lie to me, feed me, and then try to fuck me.
What do they say in that Ray Schremmerd song? Look me in the face, look me in the eye, and lie to me that this could be.
Lie to me, I'll believe anything.
Yeah, yeah, right, exactly. Look me and lie to me, I'll believe anything. You know, absolutely. So,
but you're not telling me anything. I'm just like, oh well, you're just trying to fuck me. You just want to fuck me, just raw, and you just basically just lead me into the bathroom.
Yeah.
Of the Shell gas station and trying to fuck
me.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Because there's got to be a reason why you need the satellites for.
Mm-hmm. Dude, he could just say he wants to give us internet for free like Elon.
Yo, it is crazy what money can get you. You see this shit?
Anything.
You see this shit?
Yeah, dude.
I was just watching a video on wealth, and they were talking about how, like, the distribution is just nuts, man. The amount of money.
Have you seen that thing on a Reddit? It was an infographic, and it was like you swipe the screen to the right,
yeah,
and it'll be like this is $1,000. This is $1 million, and you have to keep swiping, and then like this is $1 billion, and you have to swipe like 30 times, and then it's like this is Jeff Bezos as well. And you just have to like scroll for like literally you're just scrolling forever.
Yeah.
And like
the difference between $1 million and $1 billion is just fucking ridiculous.
It's 1,000 times more.
It's ridiculous. It's so much money that it's difficult to spend.
It's $1,000 million.
Yes.
And one person with $1 million.
No, not 1,000.
Yeah, 1,000. Yeah, $1,000 million. So it's like $1 million for the average Joe would be enough to last for
a lifetime.
For a lifetime.
Yes.
Then you have 1,000 times that much. And like Bezos has like $100 billion or something.
I heard his wife was donating a lot of money. I think she was donating like $12 billion or something.
Well, yeah,
like
that. What do you?
Or his ex-wife, I should say.
Like for real. Like, okay, like this is a hot take, and it's coming from a guy who doesn't have $1 billion. So obviously, my opinion means nothing. But like, okay, if you have $5 billion, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why are you not doing something? Like, you can get all the tax benefits in the world for donating that shit. You could make major change in the world
Yes. It's funny because I was literally just watching. I don't remember all the facts that were involved. There was like some good numbers involved, but they were talking about eliminating the idea of a billionaire. Like, once you have so much money that it's more about just like taxing the people who have billions of dollars the same way you tax the person who has tens of thousands of dollars.
Right.
Because our tax, we pay a lot more in taxes. Now, granted, these people provide the jobs in the country, but to have their tax at least comparable to what we're paying, it could solve a lot of issues.
Yeah.
They were like, it would take $10 billion to cure, to end homelessness in all of America, or at least in California. $10 billion and you can end that shit. Bezos could pay that, like he could pay that and not even feel the hit. Much right. like he didn't feel the hit when right. his wife well, took half.
And that's the shit that like really fucks with my head a little bit. It's like somewhere like Flint, Michigan hasn't had clean drinking water in forever, and there's not one billionaire that's like, I'll donate $30 million to like redo your whole water system so an entire fucking city can have fresh drinking water. And you could get a tax write off for that shit, I'm sure.
But to an extent, yeah, you're going to get some of it back.
And no one's going to step up to the plate and just help out an entire city that, like, and shit. I mean, those sort of situations. Like, if you have $1 billion, man, like, why aren't you, like, helping?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Oh, has a their hospital shit. Oh, I can donate $250,000 and remodel this hospital so it's working, or the school is shit, or whatever. Like,
once you have that amount of wealth, man, you know, and I'm talking out of my ass. I've never had that much money, so I really don't know.
And that's why I say my opinion means nothing, because I don't have $1 billion.
And I'm sure they're probably like, if a billionaire was listening to this podcast, hey, by the way, if you are a billionaire, you know, you
could hey, man.
Patreon.
Yeah, dude, we'll just.
OnlyFans. I'm sure they're like, it's not all liquid, you know, like we don't have access.
It's to not like it. They have $1 billion in the bank.
Yeah. Right. Even though they probably do have $1 billion in a bank, not in America. It's right, on an offshore account or something.
Right, right. But, yeah, a lot of it is like assets and like and stocks and, you know, all sorts of shit.
Yeah, but it's like it's not net worth necessarily. It's everything they own.
Right. But I mean, but yes, it's like it's just sad that like
I would definitely feel more inclined to do that type of stuff. I don't know if I'm just going to spend my days not tending to my businesses, but I would definitely take a point at least like a couple days in a month where I'd have people go and find out what needs to be done out there and get it done.
Right. Like I would have no problem. Like I have a feeling that if I had that much money, I would start nonprofit foundations that whole purpose would to be to help things like that.
And that's the thing is that these guys probably do that to a certain degree. And I don't know. Maybe it is. I don't know. It's hard. It's a lot of hypotheticals. When
Newman put out a brand of salad dressing and all sorts of shit and all the profits go to charity.
Newman's Own goes to charity?
Yeah, like all of it. Like,
are you serious?
Literally the company, all the profit from the company goes to charity. They basically run it at the expense and all the profits go to charity.
Is that a real thing?
Yeah.
Who the hell knows that?
Me.
Why does nobody else know this?
Right, so it's like you buy that salad dressing, like, yeah, literally.
It I want you to do your research, people at home, but if this is the truth, yo, Newman's Own is the only brand I'm going to buy. I did not know that.
Yeah, yeah, it's, yeah, like,
I don't even like Newman's Own, but
yeah,
I will buy
like
it.
Ish, if it's, dude, but you know what, dude?
You never used it?
I've had Newman's Own. Newman's Own even has, like, pizzas and shit now.
Oh, sweet.
Like, I was over at my friend's, and we had a Newman's Own, like, white pizza, and I was like, this shit is bomb.
I still feel like somebody is getting paid there, but I do need to know. I do need to know.
Yeah, yeah, let's see.
I imagine that maybe, like, most of the profits or all of the profits?
The company gives 100% of the after-tax profits from the sale of its products to the Newman's Own Foundation, a private nonprofit foundation, which in turn gives the money to various educational and charitable organizations.
Son of a bitch.
So it runs like a normal nonprofit, but instead of taking all their profit and putting it back into the business, they give it all to charity.
So they do pay their people.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The employees of the company get – so they take all their expenses. They pay everybody. Mm. Then anything that normally would be like the profit in a nonprofit, normally that just goes directly back to the business. They give it to a charity.
I wonder how much Newman gets paid.
Whatever he wants. He probably doesn't make anything.
He doesn't make anything.
Yeah, and like, and that's the thing. Like, I've always wanted to do something like nonprofit because, like, you still get paid. Like, you have a salary. You're just not going to be a CEO making $30 million. But you could still easily make six figures as a CEO of a nonprofit.
Yeah.
You know, and then it's just all the profit goes back into the business. But, and that's the sort of shit I would want to do. It's like, I want to make the world a better place, dude, not, like, my cash.
Yeah, and that's what it ends up becoming, is basically these people are hoarding cash. Billionaires essentially are hoarding cash. You don't need that much money. There becomes a point where it's like, you just, why do you even have this much money? It's just like you in Resident Evil and me in Breath of the Wild.
Do you have all that ammo?
Why do you have all these swords?
And their answer is, in case I need it.
Exactly. And then it's like, oh, you know, well, fine. I used one sword. Now I can pick up another sword. And as soon as that sword spot is open, there's another sword to replace it. It's and you're running at full capacity. You don't need that much money. You need $47 billion? Why? What could you possibly do with $47 billion? That is more money than a person can spend in a lifetime. That's more money than your family for the next 10 generations could spend in a lifetime. Right. And the money's not going to stop rolling in. The money's only, you're only making more money.
He just wants to be the first trillionaire.
No, fuck that shit. Do something big. Spend half of your current assets, and you still have more money than you would need in a lifetime, or your next five generations.
It's like, well, somebody like that, they want to go down in history, dude. If they took $10 billion of their own money and did something that was like world changing, like, they would be remembered forever and not as the guy who fucking ran Amazon.
Yeah.
They'd be remembered as like, oh my God, this dude took $10 billion of his own money and did this. Yeah. Gave the whole world free internet. You know what I mean? Like,
I mean, and that might be some of the things that these gentlemen have in plan. I'm sure they're probably running into difficulties with the litigation. I feel like the mindset of a billionaire has to be totally different than the mindset of like the average person, because we look at it like it's black and white. You just fucking donate the money, give the money, do something big, you know?
Yeah.
I'm sure it takes a lot more planning or whatever, but
right.
I don't know, man. I don't know why people are just trying to amass so much money that they can just buy the world. Is that what you want? You just want to own the world?
Money,
then what?
Equals power, dude.
Yeah, but I don't know. It almost feels like it would be kind of like an empty existence. And I hear a lot of people say that it's like, once you have the money, it's not that great. Because it's like, sure, you can buy everything, but then it's like,
well, yeah,
once you have everything you want, then what?
Well, they say, too, it's kind of like, it's like, fame and celebrity. It's like, you want to be famous, you want to be celebrity, but you live such a lonely existence because you can't go out in public because you get swarmed. The people who are around you, like, do they really like you, or are they just around you because you're famous? It's like, you lose all of your, like, you know what I mean? Like, the friends I have, the friends you have, they're our friends because, like, they like us as a person, like, but like,
yeah, but if it was before your money, I guess that's
right.
That's
so if you're rich or you're famous and like, you're like, what are these people hanging around
and
me
that,
for?
Yeah, that was another. It's like the fact that you don't know if people are really your friend, that changes everything, because people hang out with us because they want to.
They ain't getting my money.
It ain't because of that. God damn it. It's because I got a personality.
Right. Exactly.
So there's that aspect. And yeah, like I said, man, once you can buy everything that you want, it's just like, what the fuck? Like, it does kind of feel empty. I could see that. If I were just like, hey, I want this, I'll buy it. I want this, I'll buy it. I want this, I'll buy it. Then I just have a bunch of stuff.
Well, and the thing, too,
and
is like,
stuff does not make you happy. I'm not happy with the stuff I have now.
Well,
it just,
and it's
placates.
Interesting because I by no means make a lot of money. I don't make bad money, but I don't make great money. But most of what I want to go buy, I can go buy. Now, I can't go buy any car I want, any house I want. But, like, if I want, like, a video game, I go buy the video game. You know, it's not – I live comfortably enough. And that almost makes possessions not worth it. You know what I mean? It's like
–
so if I was able to, like, oh, I want a Lamborghini, and I can just go buy a fucking Lamborghini, like, I want to go drive around for 2 days. And then I would be like, this is stupid.
Then you,
like,
just have a car.
Right, exactly.
Congratulations. Like, you have four wheels and a steering wheel, the same as
– like, you can even have that feeling when you make under $100,000. If you can pay your bills, and if you want something small, like a new shirt or a video game, you're just like, it's just stuff, dude. It's just, it's not, it doesn't make you happy. It's like,
exactly.
So it's like, imagine being able to buy literally anything you wanted.
Exactly. What you have to realize is that if a person compliments you on your car, well, they have complimented your car, but they have not complimented you as a person.
Right.
So congratulations, you have a nice car. If somebody compliments you on your clothes, they complimented your clothes, but not you as a person. So congratulations, you have nice clothes.
Right.
It is not about the stuff you own. It is about the integrity inside the person, the personality, the desires, the person, the person is made from the person, not the, what he owns.
Right. Yes.
And what you can do with what you own is a totally different thing.
Right. But, like, yeah, like if someone's like, now I ain't going to say that if I'm out and a girl's like, hey, that's a nice shirt, it doesn't make me feel good.
Yeah. But you complimented a shirt, man. Right. I didn't make the shirt. Right. I just bought it.
I just bought the shirt. But if I have someone be like, oh, you're, or they'll say like, oh, you're so smart or you're so kind or like whatever. That's those kind of compliments are level. Like, yeah, fuck yeah. Yeah.
You recognize what I've been working on as a person my entire life.
Right. Like, oh, that's so kind of you to do that. Well, thank you. That you recognize that, like,
I think I'm going to incorporate giving those type of compliments to people more so than giving a compliment on, oh, you look good today.
And those are the ones I try to give people all the time. Now, if you're trying to give it to a stranger, you can't, obviously, if you see someone out and they have a nice dress on, you're like, oh, it's a nice dress. Like, you can't go, oh, hey, you're smart. You don't know them. But, like, if it's, like, people I know and they're doing so, I try to make sure, like, yeah, be like, well, why do they, yeah, it's because you're smart. Like, I'm smart?
Yeah. It's more important to talk about more important things, not just looks. Shallow compliments, man.
Yeah. Not that they don't feel good.
Yeah. I mean, definitely, but.
Yeah. Especially for dudes. We ain't get no compliments.
Oh, right, man. Definitely not. It means that is more precious to us.
You're like, oh, my God.
Women get compliments all the time.
You're like, she likes my shirt. She's my girlfriend. Joke. Total joke. But that is all the time we have for today's episode. Please.
That is? We're done?
Yeah, it's overtime, actually.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, please make sure to like and subscribe, all of our stuff. But from Jonas.
TNT.
Catch you on the next one. Aura Uta.